Nisana Taikif Kedushas Hayayim. Let us give expression to the Otsum Dike sanctity of the day that's about to arrive. Ki hu Naira Vo'oyim, because that day is truly awesome and fearsome. We'll go in on that day. Sinosei Malchusecha, your Malchus is lifted high. Uvashofer Godol Yitoka, and in that great shofar it will be blown. The kol demomo daka yishoma, and a voice of still silence will be heard. Umalochim yechofezun, and the angels above will be caught up in tremendous haste. V'chil ro'ad yechofezun, and even the malochim mailo, a trembling and a fear grabs a hold of them. V'yaimru, and they say, Hine yom hadin, behold, it's the yom hadin. Lifkeit al tzvor morim badin, to remember even on the angels above on that yom din. Ki lo yizku b'yeinecho badin, there are none that can be totally meriting and innocent in your eyes in din. The Sifspor, the Simna, the Sifkai Nefesh Kolchoi, the Sachtaiv Kitzvah Lechobri Oisecha, the Sichtaiv Es Gezar Dinom. The Sanitaikiv Kedusha Sayyim expresses very clearly the awesomeness, the pachad, the cherda of a Yom Hadin. And for hundreds and hundreds of years, ever since Rav Amnon wrote that tefillah, Yidden have used that as a springboard to feel the cherdas Hadin. But we moderns, sometimes Nisana Taikef is only a starting point. It isn't enough for us to feel that cherda. And I've always turned at this point in time to the letter that Rav Eliyahu Dessler, the Baal Michtav Meliyahu, wrote dated the Tuesday Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech Tof Reish Tzadi Vav, 1936, and he's writing it to his son. Rav Dessler is in London, and his son, a young teenager, a little bit after his bar mitzvah, is in a yeshiva ketana in Vilkomir, in Lita. And that past year, 1935 to 1936, was a year of many, many turning points, many, many events that had within them the seeds of cataclysmic future events, as well as real hardships for that year itself. And he writes to his son, and I want to quote it word for word, because to a certain extent, I really believe it's our 20th century. Unisan etaykev kedushas hayoyim. He writes to his teenage son, so many hundreds of miles away. Zichreini, I remember, kasher hoyisi betal yaldusi, when I was in the cusp of my youth, shomati, I heard from my father Zatzal, ki basher nirtze lehisboinen, when we want to ponder, lohavin, to understand, as for Ulas Reish Hashonohu Mishpatai, the Uftu, the action of Rosh Hashanah and its judgment, Olenu, it is on us incumbent, Lehisboinen Alohavar, to ponder the past, El Kol Amikrim, all of those events that occurred Shelshono Shovra in this past year. Kama Yisurin Yardu Yoylam. How much pain, how much affliction, how much tragedy, physical tragedy, financial deprivation, Isho and Bayistik events that would rock and tear apart homes, outside events, terrorist actions, an aim that our people at Am Yisrael, Kama Yisurin Yardu Li'olam in this past year, the Oz Novin, and then we'll understand, because Hein Kol Zeh Pu'ulas Rosh Hashanah Shovar, everything that went wrong, every tragedy that befell us personally, nationally, is all rooted in that past Rosh Hashanah. The Nuchal Lahasik, and we're able to comprehend Eichel Ubameh Oleinu Lefached, how we're supposed to fear Mi Yoyim Adin, from the Yoyim Adin Asher Lefoneinu, that shortly before us. B'shona Zu, he continues, in this past year, Omdo Lefonai Hadvarim Kamochai, these words have stood before me as if they had a life of their own. V'yoyim v'layla, and day and night, roya ani lefnei einai. I see before my eyes as hatmun of a picture, a levitic picture, frozen in time. Eich omid bo, how my father stood oz then, me'ashulchan, from his table, v'yomali, and he said to me, V'ni, my son, Eichot soyer liyomim, you're still a relative youngster. Tomun advorim o eilel toich libecho, treasure these words, bring them into your heart. Yagiyu yomim, they're going to reach days, asher tovin, that you will understand lahoker, to make so precious es advorim o eilel. Because in this way, Tovin Ladas, you will understand to know Mahu Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? I have a Yidid Nefesh, a Talmud Chover, who goes ahead and writes throughout the year all the events from one Rosh Hashanah to the next. All the tragedies, all the difficulties that befell Am Yisrael as a nation, and individuals from that nation as Yechidim Beprat. He has a whole list of day after day, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, he showed me 1 year's list, and Erev Rosh Hashanah he sits down, and it becomes like a living illustration of Rosh Hashanah and what happened that year. And it all without exception came from Rosh Hashanah. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the great Mira Rosh Yeshiva, Goyen Adir Zatzal, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz would comment to his Talmidim, we may see an older person with a weakened immune system. He's elderly, and he catches a cold in the middle of the winter, and the cold develops into a pneumonia, and eventually it kills him. And people come to the Shiva house, and they may attribute the cause of death to an event that began in the cold days of Rosh Chodesh Tevis, when the cold began to develop, turned into a pneumonia in the middle of the month of Teves, and by the end of Teves he was nifter. But says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, they misunderstand. Such calculations are incorrect. Rather, I would say the person caught that cold on Rosh Hashanah. From then it was determined what was going to happen later that winter. I told you, in years past, the story that I heard, a moving story, where Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Livrocha was involved. It occurred on Erev Rosh Hashanah 5761. He had finished davening Mincha, went into a car of someone who was driving him home. It was a young Magid Shir, it was a Magid Shir who had lost a daughter in a tragic automobile accident. And this Magid Shir, Erev Rosh Hashanah, he brought up the subject of how a Yid must accept whatever happens as Ratzon Hashem. And Rav Pam told him, how it happened is irrelevant. When people would discuss how a certain person had died, my mother, Aleha Shalom, would always say, no, he died, she died from the son of Taikif. And Rav Pam paused. And tomorrow, we will once again say, Unesan etaykev, Kedushas Hayom, Ki Hu Neiro Vo'oyim. The Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, the Pesach of Am Yisrael in the United States, in the 20th century, Goyen Adir, was being wheeled into a surgical and operating room for a very serious surgery. And as he was being wheeled in, his mishpocha heard him say, he heard him give a karechs, and he said, ah, a few more karechs, a few little bit more kavana on this last Rosh Hashanah, and who knows if I would be entering into this surgery room right now. That's the cherda. That's the nesan etaykev kedushas hayayim, that even you and I, so far from Cherdes Adin, so far from the cry of Elul, but even we can relate to this. We live in a world, in a very dangerous world, in a world where there's so much tragedy, and there's so much difficulty along with so much joy and so much positive. But it's all about Rosh Hashanah. It's all about that Yom Hadin, Yom HaNeira, Vo'oyan. There's a story that Moron Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik Livrocha related this story by the hesped that he, when he gave a hesped for the Brisker Rav Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. The Brisker Rav Zatzal was nifter in the 1950s, and Moron Rav Shach gave a hesped by the Levaya, and in the hesped he told over the story how he came to visit the Brisker Rav a couple of days before Rosh Hashanah. The Brisker Rav was already very ill from an illness that would claim his life before Yom Kippur. He was in his last days. And he found the Brisker Rav mole pachad, full of a pachad and full of a trembling. It wasn't about his personal health situation, but it was because Rosh Hashanah was only a couple of days away. The Brisker Rav had a pachad from the Yom Hadin. And Moron Rav Shach wanted to give him solace, wanted to comfort him. And he said to him, you know, Brisker Rav, the Torah brings in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah the famous Medrash, the Medrash that talks about the specialness of Am Yisrael, other nations of the world. They have a din. They're facing a serious court case. They cannot eat and they cannot drink. They cannot celebrate. They let their beards grow and they don't shave it. It's wild. They can't even cut their fingernails. They can't put on nice clothes. They're in such a obsessed state and a dismal state with the din that's in front of them, a pachad. But I'm Yisrael, your people, Hashem. They're not like that. They wear fine clothes, and they take haircuts, shave, they eat, and they drink, and they're smeichim b'Rosh Hashanah. How? Where? Why? Says the Torah, Lefi sheyaidim shakedish baruch hu yaase lohem neis. Because they know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Am Yisrael, He's going to do for us a miracle. And these words, Moron Rav Shach, address them to the Brisker Rav in those final days right before Rosh Hashanah, to give him some comfort from his fears, pachad and ra'od. But the Brisker Rav, of course, knew that tour, and the Brisker Rav had an answer. And that answer was, you know, it says in one of the piyutim, authored by Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the Balakuzari, one of the great Rishayim, one of the great Paitonim. And in the piyut, he writes a very interesting line. In todineini, ovarito miponecho elecho. If Hashem, you will judge me, you will bring me before you for din, Evrach, I will flee miponecho, from before you, elecho, to you. How exactly, asked the Brisker Rav, do you do that? How do you flee from before you to you? Isn't it an opposite direction? And not only Rabbi Yehuda Levi says that, but as the Brisker Rav points out, I in Perish HaMishnah is so misak the Rosh Hashanah in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam talks about why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. And he says, it's a Yom HaPachat, it's a Yom HaDin, it's a Yom HaMisa. And we are so busy Mivrach, escaping Umanis and fleeing a love to him. What's being said over here? What is this concept that seems contradictory in words and terms? Mivrach umonis elov. Evrach miponecho elecho. What does it mean? What are we saying? Said the Brisker Rav. Somebody who is acutely aware of the sakana, he's acutely aware of the din and the danger and the reality of the din and the danger, he's afraid. And he's particularly afraid because he knows he's too far. He's been too estranged through the year from his melech, from the shayfet, from the baladin, the bari olam. And he wants to escape. He wants to run away from the din, from the sakana that stands before him. But where can he run? Where can he escape? There's nowhere else to go but to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself and draw close to him. A person who doesn't feel the fear, a person who looks at Rosh Hashanah as just another one of the 365 days that make up the year, he doesn't feel a cherd, he doesn't feel the din, he doesn't feel he's besakone. So his being b'teach in Hashem means nothing, because there's nothing to worry about, there's nothing to be afraid of. And the melee, you're confident, because what me worry? There's nothing to worry about whatsoever. But someone who realizes the reality of a Yom HaDin, a Yom HaCherda, that every event and every dover and everything to every nation, to Klal Yisrael, to every individual in the world and in Klal Yisrael, is ordained in that din of Rosh Hashanah, certainly feels a pachad. And in that pachad, he wants to escape, he wants to run. But where do you run from a din of the Ribbono Shel Olam? But to draw closer to him. And therein lies the rub, says the Brisker Rav. If you really feel the pachad, if you really feel the ra'oda, if you really tremble from the din, you hear there's something serious, extraordinary, incredibly important going about to happen, and you want to run. But where do you run? Of course, there's only one place to run. It's into the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat in the Torah. Then a miracle will be done for you. Then Klal Yisrael is Sameach and Rosh Hashanah, because they feel the chet. They feel the pachat. And they respond by running, by fleeing to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Melech Malchei Amochem. And through that, they'll be zoicha. Mivruch umonis olav. They'll be zoicha to the din, and the kiyum of the din. L'toyim ulamutam. A nace will happen for them. On this inyan, on this shaila, of where do you find this refuge. Where do you run? You run to Him. Tyre, that's the basis for the Avodah and Rosh Hashanah. Because just like every Yontiv has its Avodah, in the Sechta Rosh Hashanah, we are clearly told the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Imru Lefonai Malchios Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. Say before me, Sukkim of Malchios, of making the Ribbono Shel Olam our King upon us. And by that, by saying those psukim from the Torah HaKadosha that have a Zalabedikai, when you start saying those words in the psukim of Malchius, gentlemen, handle with care. They're alive. They have energy. They're dynamic. They're psukim of the Torah. And you say them on Rosh Hashanah, on the Yom HaMloch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have a character, a power, all of their own. And your mamluch the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's something you could never do at any other time, but you can do in Rosh Hashanah, the awesomeness of the day. And with that, you make a mivruch umonus eilov. That is the forming of the miracle. That's the forming of the nais. The nais that happens when we feel the cherdus adin and we escape. We run for our lives to Him. Imru lefonai malchius. That's the avodah. That's the mivruch umonus eilov. Imru lefonai malchius. Kidei shetam lichuni aleichem. And I want to talk a few moments about exactly what it is that we're doing in the Imru lefonai malchius. And I want to speak about it particularly in light of a kasha. And I want to deal with this kasha because I think it's a kasha that, if it's not, it should be on every one of our minds. What is wanted and expected from us in the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, that the subject of all the Shmoneh Esrei, and particularly the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, is all around the issue of Malchus and being Mamluch Hashem. And in particular, my question is, what are we doing differently in our Avodah and Rosh Hashanah than our Avodah throughout the year? Tyre, every single day of the year, we have a mitzvah asid d'oraisa to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, He is our Odin, He is the Miyuchid, Lamato, Lamailo, all the Dalit, Kan Luchay, Soharetz, He is our Melech. Two times a day, a mitzvah sesed yoraisa. And 100 times, L'kol HaBrachas a day, we have a mitzvah of Mea Brachas B'chol Yayim. And we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan for a bracha to have a Shem bracha, to be in the Mea Brachas B'chol Yayim, it has to have Shem U'malchus. So every day of our lives, we go ahead and we say Malchius, we proclaim Malchius, mitzvah says to the arise of Grishma, Be'erev u'babayker v'shoch mecho v'kumecho. And 100 brachas every day flow from a Yid's mouth, where he's machris, where he announces boldly and proudly, Melech ha'olam, Elokeinu Melech ha'olam Malchus. So what is different about Imru Lefonai Malchius Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, that is our central Avodah and Rosh Hashanah, and will provide the nais, the refuge, the escape, the salvation? What's the difference? And I think I want to give you the answer that I saw in the Baal Ha'oriz Derech. Baal Ha'oriz Derech says what I think is the amitistic answer. There's a nafkemina atzuma between what we're doing in both places. And hear well, the halumdish achilik, a daktik achilik. When we go ahead and say Kriya Shema morning and night, the Mishnah says in Brachas, Loma kodma parsha shema levohoyim shemaya, kidei sheyekabel olov ol malchus shemayim tchila, V'acher kach yekabel alav ol mitzvahs. What we're doing is first we're being mekabel. That's the key. Krishna twice a day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Has been the Melech. He's our Melech. But when you have a Melech who is already our Melech, of course, but of course, there are obligations. There is a yoke upon our neck that we have to deal with. And that's Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. He is our Melech. And he's already our Melech. And Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim is Kabbalah's Ol. Being a Melech means we have obligations. And we have to reinforce those obligations. We have to commit to those obligations that are brought upon us by a Melech. We have to commit to those obligations. And we have to be wary and vigilant and careful not in any way to sunder apart those obligations, for which we will then have to say, on Yom HaKippurim, al chet shechatonu lefonecha, befrikas ol, in removing and in breaking the yoke of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. That's what we're doing in Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, and that's what we're doing in Mea Brochas B'chol Yoyim. We're reiterating and re-articulating Hashem is the Melech HaOlam. What we're doing in Rosh Hashanah is very different. Dak min adak, but very different. What we're doing in Rosh Hashanah is Imru Lefonai Malchiyas. Say in my presence, feel the presence of Hashem. For when you daven, he is certainly present. Imru lefonai malchiyas. Kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. So you should make me a king upon you. Do you hear the difference? We are not dealing on Rosh Hashanah with one who is already the king. And we're just reaffirming the acceptance of the yoke. On Rosh Hashanah, we're actually Yitnu Loi Keser Melucha. We're actually giving him the crown. We're coronating him. We're declaring him the king. We're like a country that has no king. And now we found a new king. And we make him Melech upon us. A coronation and nothing less. Imru Lefonai Malchiyas Kedei Shetam Lichun Yalecha. But you're right. You're right. You're right, Dan. What's he talking about? How can you coronate a king that the other 365 days of the year he's already been the king? And he was the king last year and the year before that and 1,000 years before that. And I don't know my Shem Olaf and Denim Go Yitzir Nivra. So what's he talking about? Good, he has a deacon, a Lushan, and the Lushan sounds fine, but what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? So perhaps, let us follow the derech of the Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander, in a beautiful essay he writes on Rosh Hashanah. And I'm going to say it, the Kitzin Nimrutz. And the emes is, Ayin Shon, Samachal to Samachay, at least in my Sifsei Chaim and Moed Demal. Very beautiful piece. I'm going to give it over to you, but Kitzer. He has the Kash. He has another Kash. This is not his Kash. He has another Kash. His Kash is simple. This in the Rosh Hashanah is a great day. It's Ayin V'Nayra, Gadol V'Nayra, an incredible, powerful day. We would imagine if it's such a powerful day, it should have multiple identities. It should have a lot of names that define its incredible scope, its incredible depth and width. And it does have many names. It's called the Yom HaZikaron. It's called the Yom Truah. It's called the Yom HaDin. It's called the Yom HaRas Olam. A Yom Tchilas Masecha. There are many days that this, many names that this day is called by. But if I would ask you, what is its primary name? Well, it seems to be pretty clear. Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, the Masechta that deals with its halachas is called Rosh Hashanah. And on the surface, it's a little bit of a disappointment. You know? Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaDin, Yom Trua. That already requires you to think and define and touch. Rosh Hashanah seems to be nothing more than a date! The beginning of the year. Not a very creative name. Not a very chiddushdik name. And it would seem to lead nowhere. But the truth is, it leads everywhere. At least everywhere we want to go. Because Rosh Hashanah's state in Svarim, and the Sifsei Chaim is bringing this, and what the Sifsei Chaim is bringing is geboit almost 99.9% on the Derech HaChaim from Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, from the Ramchal Zatzal. All is Yesoide, Yesoides. Rosh Hashanah, he points out, is from the word Shono, is from the word Shinui Shteitin Svarim. It's the beginning of a change. Tyra, you and I look at every year as if it is a carbon copy of the year before. The same four seasons, summer, spring, winter, fall. The same Yom and Tovim fall out in the same year, just like the year before. It seems to be a repeat performance. Nothing more, even if nothing less. And we are 100% wrong. Because every year that comes into existence is a Madura Chadosha. Not a Madura Basra. Not a Madura Shenis. A Madura Chadosha, an entirely new edition. Tov Shinayin Dalet. Has never happened before. It will never happen again. The Ribbono Shel Olam's plans and projections known only to him are unique for this particular year. Rosh Hashanah. We're coming to that day that marks the beginning of a change, of a transformation, of a metamorphosis. It's a whole different sugan. It's a new year, never to be again, never having been before, with its own unique identity. The emes is that the Sifsei Chaim brings rayas. He quotes the Ramban, that the Ramban understands these are mystical words and mystical ideas. But the Ramban understands that all the 6,000 years, they're all lying in the first 6 days. It's like you have a seed that you plant deep in the soil, and from it comes a giant redwood with all its magnificence and all its grandeur, and it's all there in the seed that was planted in the earth from whenceforth it sprang and blossomed over so many hundreds of years. Well, the same thing in the Sheishes Yemei Breishis. There is a code, and in that code is all the 6,000 years of creation. And the Goyim says, the Goyim follows that Ramban, and the Goyim says, if you would understand everything that happened on that first Yom HaShishi, you would understand all of the last 1,000 years from 5,000 to 6,000, because it's all there. But every one of those years, every one of those years, Hayoim Tchilas Masecho Zikoron Liyom Rishon. Today, Aleph Tishrei, Tov Shinayin Dalet, is Tchilas Masecho. There's a whole new Mitzias Chadosha, that's the Lashon Ramchal. It's like a new entity, a new world order, a new edition. A new edition, the Svarim, beautiful Sefer, Yeshurun comes out twice a year. A new edition, it's never the same as before, and it's never the same as the next. It's always different. Tishrei, Tov Shinayin Dalet is a Madura Chadosha, a whole new edition, with a whole new goal, with a whole new Tachlis. The blueprint for the entire year lies in the first day of the year. And from that it springs. and it's Zikaron Liyoyim Rishon. Why is it Zikaron Liyoyim Rishon? Because the first 26 generations, they were the generation, this is a little mystical, we're not going too far with this, but the first 26 generations were the generation connected to 26 Kili Olam Chastais, because there was no Torah, there was no Torah yet to Am Yisrael, and the world was not totally in the mice of Bnei Adam, but it was all totally in the original blueprint. But then the Torah was given to Am Yisrael after 26 generations of creation. And now there was man, there was Am Yisrael, Atem Kruyim Adam with the Torah. And that Torah, and the way they respond to the Torah, and the way they keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, that becomes the what leads in to a new Avayda, a new change, a new inyan every time. Hayayim Haras Olam Yamid b'mishpat kol yitzurei oylamim. Hayom haras oylam Rosh Hashanah. It's not just the same old thing again. It's a day of heroin. It's a day of conception. It's a day of birth. It's a day of an entirely new entity that enters our world. Hayom haras oylam. And Hayoyim Haras Olam is the Siba of Yamid B'Mishpat Kol Yitzuri Olamim. You make stand in Mishpat, all the Yitzuri Olamim. What's the Hezber, Tyra? Hear the Hezber. Because since Rosh Hashanah is not just a repeat of the same old thing, it's a whole new entity with a whole new code and a whole new blueprint embedded in day one. It's Hayom Haras Olam. So it is the time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look around. To look around at Am Yisrael, his people. The makers and the doers. The one that either makes it a beautiful world, or Lo Yaleinu makes it a corrupt and immoral and destructive world. It's all totally in Yisrael who received the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yamid B'Mishpat Kol Yitzuri Olamim, all the creatures of the world, and Am Yisrael first and foremost. Why is he Yamid B'Mishpat? Because just like Moshe L'Mahadover Doime, you have a business enterprise, you have a manufacturing plant. There comes that day where they have to decide the agenda for the next year. What is going to be their role? What are they going to manufacture? How much? How many? Where? What? There's a whole new idea. And in order to figure out how to meet the new year with its new business plan, you have to see how the past year worked. And so too by us. It's Hayom Haras Olam. But for a new world and a new Melucha. Tyra, that's where the coronation of the Melech comes in. Yes, he was Melech Tov Shinayin Gimel. But Tov Shinayin Dalet is Hayom Haras Olam. Tov Shinayin Dalet Aleph Tishrei is a new world order. We need to coronate the Melech once again to meet the unique demands and challenges make up of Tov Shinayin Dalet. We're not just being Mekabel or Malchus Shemayim as we do all the other 365 days. No, on this day we're Imru Lefanei Malchus Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. And on that day, there's a Yom HaMishpat. But what's the Mishpat? Tyra, the Mishpat is not on every mice and deed that you did. It's not a Mishpat on Schar V'Einish. You will get, you and I, who have that Mishpat on Schar V'Einish. The Yom HaGodol V'Naira, a Mishpat Oyum. But that's not the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is we're starting a new enterprise. We have a new world, a new edition called Tov Shinayin Dalet, and the Ribbono Shel Olam has plans, but it depends on his workers. It depends on you and I. It depends, what are you, who are you? Who are we? We're not interested in the nitty gritty of details. We're not going to make Viduyim and Al Chetz that wait for Yom Kippur. What we're dealing with on Rosh Hashanah is how and what kind of role can I play in the enterprise called Malchus Shemayim? way beyond IBM and AT&T, Verizon, you name it, you can talk about it, but Malchus Shamayim is the most sophisticated, most important enterprise the world has ever known and will ever know. And that's where you and I have a role. And the Shaila is, what is that role? And of course, the Ribbono Shel Olam looks at our last year. How have you played out? How have you used your kalim? How have you used the faculties, the gifts that the Ribbono Shel Olam has rained upon you? How have you used your unique situation with your uniqueness, Yainus? How have you used it in coming closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? And that's the din of Rosh Hashanah. And it's a scary din, because maybe, just maybe, we're not always so alert to Kavod Malchusai. Maybe, just maybe, we give very little thought to Malchus Shamayim throughout the year. Maybe even in all our learning, and all our davening, and in all of our mitzvahs, we're thinking about our Olam Haba and our Olam Hazeh and who we are. But maybe we're not giving that much attention to Malchus Shamayim. Well, in Rosh Hashanah, we have to run. We have to escape from the cherd of the din of this new world of Topshinai and Dalit. In a world that the greater world is so corrupt and so immoral, so away, far, far, far from the source of Tahara, so much steeped in Tuma, and it's a world that's on a course of very great difficulty. And we have to have a cherda. We want this coming year to be so much better than the last year. We don't want Tichlas Shanu v'Kilu Laisel, Heichel Shanu Bir Chaisel. That's what we want and nothing less. But for that, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have to get ready to run. We have to get ready to escape. We have to get ready to flee. Run, escape, flee. Where? A love to him. How? Imru l'funei Malchias. Proclaim his Malchias. Give over yourself to the Malchias. Tyre, read the words of the Shmona Esra. Sing the words of the Shmona Esra. Identify with the words of the Tefillah coined by the Anshik Nesis HaGdoyla. Uvachein ten pachtecha. Uvachein ten amemoscha. Al kol mashe barosa. Uvachein, it's tzadikim yiru v'yismachu, v'sharim yalaizu, amcha Yisrael, Yerushalayim, it's all about the Malchias. Malaych al kol ha'olam, kulay, b'chvaydecha, we cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Malaych al kol ha'olam, kulay, b'chvaydecha, rule over the entire world, Ribbono Shel Olam. In your covenant, b'chvaydecha, b'inotze al kol ha'aretz b'karecha, v'hofa b'hada g'inuzecha, al kol yeish v'yisei v'lartzecha. V'yeda kol po'ul ki'ato fi'alto. Let everything that works in this world know that you are the inventor and the creator. V'yovin kol yitzur ki'ato yitzartai. V'yoymar kol asher nishomo ba'apo. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Umachusoi Bakol Mosholo. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. When we say Shmona Esra Taira, we say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avuseinu Elokei Avram. And Tosfos asked in the Masechta Brachos, where's Malchus? I thought a bracha needs Shem Umalchus. Where does Shmona Esra ever have Malchus? And Tosfos gives that incredible answer. It has Malchus! Didn't you hear yourself say, Elokei Avram! Avram's mission, Avram's life work, was to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu before all of the world. That is Elokei Avram, is Malchus. Libi Oimer, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, that's you, that's I, that's us. Our avoid is to be Mamlech, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elokei Yisrael should be the Malchus, nothing less. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, Umachusai, Bakol Mosholah. is in every complete thing. That's the answer. Yes, the whole year is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shammai. The whole year he's the Melech, and we're Mekabel his Olam. The whole year we announce Melech HaOlam. But on Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefonai Malchus, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. Be aware of the dynamic of the day. Be aware of the incredible gift that's in front of us. Gentlemen, I want to share with you a Medrash Noir. A Medrash Noir. Does it exactly fit in here? We'll make it fit. It's Kedai. Kedai u Kedai. It's a Medrash in Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim is the love song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. I want to sing a love song. I want to sing a love song between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's this Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah says, on the Pasuk Nagila v'Nismach HaBach, it brings a story. Medrashim are always good for a story. And our Medrash brings a story. It brings a story of a woman, of a man and a wife who are married, and they've been married 10 years and they haven't had any children. And in Dinei HaMishnah, it's not our Din Bizman HaZeh, but in Dinei HaMishnah you need to give a get. Been 10 years without a child. And they both come, the couple comes before Reb Shimon Bar Yochai to give them, arrange for them a get. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says to them, listen, just like you got together in a simcha by the chasana, you made a mishta gedayla for the purpose of Piri of Arivia. Well, it didn't work out. And now you're separated. So you can both perhaps follow with another couple, with another husband, another wife, the root of Piri of Arivia. So I tell you what, just like you made a mishta gadol when you got married, go make a mishta gadol now before I write the divorce. This is also about Ruravu. So good. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, make a big party. Big parties are always nice. So they made a party. And in the party, the wine flows. And the husband got drunk. Ah, shikha. And he had a moment where he sobered up. He awoke. And he says to his wife, you know, I'll give you permission. You're leaving. We're going to get divorced. You're going back to your parents' home. Take the thing that's most precious to you in this house. Take it home with you. I give permission. Okay. So, and with that he falls back to sleep again in a deep stupor. It looks like he could sleep for hours. And she takes advantage. She holds him into the wagon. And she takes him. What more precious thing does she have in the entire house than her beloved husband? And she takes her home with him. And of course, in the rest of the story, the couple goes back to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, ah, L'chaim, let me give you a brocha. A brocha, you should have children. And in case you want to ask, so why didn't Reb Shimon Bar Yochai give the brocha originally? Because it wouldn't have worked. Because they were both acclimated to the situation. They both figured, this is the way it's going to be. And if that's the way they are, the brocha can't help. But he engineered this whole drunken mishta because he was hoping for just such a conclusion. Tana Elokim Reb Shimon Bar Yochai can see where others can't see. And Itaka was right. She took him home. This is the most yoker, the most precious thing I have, I enjoy. And he said to her, if you can say about this husband that he is the most precious thing to you in your life, so then I can give you a bracha. You'll be able to remain together. And the Medrash then is Nisayim. The Medrash says, Bahare Dvorim Kal V'chaymer. The Dvorim are a Kal V'chaymer. Umayim Basar V'dom. Just like with a mortal human being. Al She'omale Basar V'dom. Kamoso. Who says to another mortal person, Ein li chayfetz v'yaylam, tov li mimcha. I don't have any other chayfetz in the world that is better for me, more precious to me than you. And nifkedu, and she's zeichet to all of a sudden have a child. Yisrael, I'm Yisrael.
HaMechakim LeYeshuas HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yad. And I'm Yisrael that hopes for the Yeshuas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Hizgalus Klai Malchusai, for Kovet Shamayim to be Megal in the entire world. Yisrael HaMechakim LeYeshuas HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yad. The Oymrim, and they say, Ein li chayfetz toi b'yoylam ela ato, but you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al achas kama v'kama, will come the Yeshua. Tyra, when we coronate the Melech on Aleph Tishrei, we are saying, Ribbono shel Olam, ein li chayfetz b'yoylam toiv mimcha. We have no other desire. What are we caught up with? What does during the year the Koyach HaMolech, with its leitzonis and its ridicule, with its cynicism, the world of entertainment of the American culture, the world of sport of the American culture from one end to the other end. What does it offer us? What does it give us? What is its clarion call of pleasures that's so enticing? Comes Rosh Hashanah in the clarity, Yom Tovin Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Oiri Zu Rosh Hashanah. There's a light, yes, a blinding light, a light like no other light, a light where you can see Malchus Shemayim, where you can see true values, and where you can say triumphantly and confidently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Li Chayfetz Toiv B'Yoylam Mimcha. There is nothing else I want, nothing else that's better for me. Imru Lefonai Malchi is Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. Yes, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaPachad. Yes, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, a Yom HaCherdo. Yes, everything that happened this last 12 months, these last 365 days, finds its code and finds its blueprint in Rosh Hashanah Tov Shinayim Gimel. And as we come to Rosh Hashanah Tov Shinayim Dalet, we now go into a new edition, a new world. We're Mamlech, the King, anew, in a world that's anew with potential, anew with possibilities, anew with growth. And it's all there for us to take. It's all there for us to enjoy. Tyra, we're holding by the last day of the year. We're holding by. Yisrael Salanter says that Yisrael Salanter told his Talmidim that the time to start preparing for Yom Kippur, for Rosh Hashanah, is Matzoi Yom Kippur of the year before. But we're not deservedly Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. We can't start so early. It doesn't catch our attention. Rosh Chodesh Elul, we blow the shofar, but still our attention is not focused. And this Sunday we began Slichus, but still our attention wanes. But now we're at the final stop. We're at the last day of the year, the Chitim of the Shona. Very fascinating in Halacha. Person lives his whole life as a Rosha. Lives his whole life as an evil person. And on the last day of his life, in the last minutes of his life, he does an earnest, a sincere, a real tshuva. He's a tzaddik gomer. He leaves the world a tzaddik gomer. We're on that last day of Tov Shinayim Gimel. It will never come again. It will never ever be here again. It's ready to go out. And we've done, if you and I are like most people, we've done a not great job. Too many tefillos were riddled with lack of kavanas, inconsistencies in kavanas. But now we're holding by the last day, by the last Maariv of the year. It's the last Maariv. Psalm Sefer says, all those Maarivs that we didn't concentrate on, that we didn't deal with correctly, the last Maariv can pick them all up for Tov Shinayim Gimel. Can pick them all up and deposit them straight in the basket. Straight where you want it to go. The weight of the last Maariv. That's the matter that's in front of us. It can change everything. Tyra, watch the words of the Tfilis. Look for Malchus. Look for Kabbalah's old Malchus as a preparation to grow yourself. Don't wait till Musaf Aleph Tishrei, or even tomorrow, tomorrow night. Start in this last day noticing the Malchus, and you'll find it's all over the place. He's the Melech, and we're his people, and he loves us, and we love him. Go through the tefillah and do it b'kol ram. The Ramban says, when Am Yisrael comes to the shuls and they daven b'kol ram loudly, they are saying, B'riyosecha anachnu, Ribbono shel Olam, we're your people, we're your creation, and we're proud of it. B'riyosecha anachnu. Pay attention to the Kaddish, to the Amen Yehesh Meirabim Vorach Li'olam Li'olme Omaya, our Aramaic translation Noch the Emes Liako of Baruch Shem Lo'olam Voed. Say it B'chol Kavanosai. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kol Lo'ina Amen Yehesh Meirabim B'chol Keichai. Pirus says Rashi, B'chol Kavanoso, he enters L'teich Teichish Shul Gan Eden. He brings himself right into the midst of Gan Eden. What's the pshat, the midst of Gan Eden? Because we live in a world where sometimes we fail to notice the presence of Hashem. Gan Eden is that presence where everything is so clear. When a Yid answers, Amen Yehesh Mei Rabo Nevorach Yolam Umei Omaya B'chol Kavanosu, he takes himself Mamish B'tech Teich Shul Gan Eden. You're going to daven Shmona Esra. We've said this before and we'll say it again. Rabbi Eliel Apian tells us so beautifully, Ovis Tfilis Tiknu. The Ovis were the ones that were Misakin Tfilah. You know, Tyra, who are you and I? Where do we have the audacity to stand in the presence of the Borei Olam and address him? You! Baruch HaToh Hashem, you! Do you hear me? Do you think he hears us? Says Rav Eli Lapian, but of course. But how? Who am I to speak to the Melech Malchei Amlochim? And he says that gorgeous Moshe. Who are you to pick up a phone? Who are you to dial the numbers on the phone and start a clear conversation with somebody on the other side of the world? How did you pull that off? You understand the electrodynamics behind it? You understand the physics? You laid the lines of fiber optics on the bed of the ocean? Who are you? How could you do that? It's such a Herculean feat. How did you manage? And of course the answer is, I don't understand how it works. I have no clue what the scientific basics are for making it work. And I certainly didn't lay the fiber optics wherever they're laying and whatever they may be, the coaxial cables, b'chulu. I just pick up the phone. There's other people who came before me. They did all the hard work. Not me. Tyra, you and I have it good. We're B'nai Avrom Yitzhak V'Yakov. We're the B'nai of the Ovis and the Imos. Avraham set up for eternity Tfilas Shachris on our behalf. Yitzhak did it for Tfilas Mincha and Yaakov did it for Tfilas Arvis. And you and I, with our puny relative Kishrin, are able to stand up and say, Hashem Zifosai Tiptochu V'yagiti L'secha, and say confidently and inspiredly, Baruch HaToh Hashem, and have kavona for word after word. The last tefillah of Tovshin Ayin Gimel, the last tefillah's Arvis. And at the end of tefillah, we come to an orphan, Aleinu. And maybe it's kedai to see the words of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah when the Ramah talks about what goes on in Shemayim. When Yidden say Aleinu, HaLakadosh Baruch Hu gathers the whole Pamal Yishomayim, his whole heavenly court, Moles Malachim to come down and hear Klai Yisrael saying Aleinu L'shabeach. You want to know what it says? Listen to the words tonight, and it'll do you well, because it's the centerpiece of Musaf Rosh Hashanah's Aleinu L'shabeach L'adein HaKol. It's time to hear yourself say it. Say it, sing it, enjoy it. Rhapsodize with its incredible poetry and music and its declaration so loud and clear of Malchus Shamayim and the reality of that Malchus Shamayim. Use your night well. Go back to the dormitory. It's the last day of the year. Am I able to say for the last day of the year that maybe don't talk so much? Don't talk so much. Don't have to have any scum conversations that have to do with anything but less than the best things. Last day of the year. End it off right the year. Get up early tomorrow morning. Slichos. Slichos is like an additional tefillah according to the Levush. We start with Ashrei. And then comes all the bakosha, the tefillah in the middle. And then we end it with the Tachanun. That's tomorrow's Tachanun, that's the first film, the first act. And then we go to the second act. And we go to the chance and an opportunity. Baruch at Birchas HaShachar, Baruch at Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch at Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Nogamol, 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 Nogamol. Free the words, enjoy the words, say them. Psuka de Zimra. Zimra's song, but Zimra also means pruning. Cutting away deadwood. You know what you're doing during Psuka de Zimra if you're a gardener. You know how vital it is to the plants that you're growing to prune them, to cut away the deadwood so the rest of the plant can truly and really and completely thrive. Well, when you and I say Psuka de Zimra, Baruch Shomad Ruyishtaba, when we're Gaimer the Halalukas, when we say Dila Ladavi, what are we doing? We're doing Psuka de Zimra, we're pruning away the deadwood. We're reconnecting to the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Tyra, let me say again an old word. Tehillah L'David. You know what the goyim of the world, Taisus and Brachas, but in more detail in Avodah Zarah. The goyim of the world, they shout. They shout what Bilam wanted to shout. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mahapik to a Bracha. Bilam wanted to shout in the moment of Hashem's anger, but he didn't get angry in those days. Bilam wanted to say, Kaleim! Annihilate them! That he could get through in a regga. Kaleim! Annihilate them! And HaKadosh Baruch Hu held Kaleim up to a mirror, and he was mahapachit from Klola to Brocha. Kaleim became Melech! Usruas Melech Bo. What ensures Jewish survival? Adayim Azeh! We live! The land, the Sechot among the Ayin Zeyevim! The rose among the thorns, how in our delicacy, how in our Adinus HaNefesh, how do we survive when they are shrilly calling 24/7, Kaleim, annihilate them? The answer is, we shout and profess, he's our Melech. And in Tehillah L'David, there you have it, the Aleph Beis. And there you have three psukim. Chof, Lamed, Mem, Ominous, Kaleim. And what do we say? Vod machuscha yomeiru guvuroscha yedaberu. Lo haidiyel evnei odem guvuroisa v'chveir hadar malchusai. Malchuscha malchus kolelomim umemshaltucho b'chol dor v'dor. They say Kaleim. But we have the antidote. The antidote is through Asmelech. The antidote is Kabbalah on Machuso. The antidote is on Yom Aleph the Tishrei. Ibru l'fonai Malchi is Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. We have a Tanis tomorrow, Chatziyayim. Tyre, it's an incredible bargain. It's an incredible bargain. I endure Rachel Gaz Rosh Hashanah. You know what happens tomorrow? You and I fast Chat Achat Ad Chatzais and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meicha, one-third of our Avinus. And the Medrash gives the metaphor. It's like a king is coming to the city, and the Gedolim of the year go out to greet him. And when he goes out, he's coming to collect the tax, to make a din. But when they come out to greet him, the Gedolim of the year, he removes one-third of the sins, one-third of the tax. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu removing one third of the sins. And in case you want to know, oh, that's the Gedolim, I'm not a Gadol, I'm an American teenager. Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zecher Tzadik Levracha said, in our day and age, it's the Bnei Torah collectively, they're the Gedolim, they're the adults, they're the big ones, they're the ones who are learning Torah. And Mamela, a third of our sins, that's a worthwhile bargain. Use the base Medrash like it was meant to be used. We make HaTorahs Nedarim tomorrow. Lo yachel dvaru kachol ayotzi mitiv yasa. Let us at least take the message that a dibur is choshev, a dibur is meaningful. I am after all going to do my whole avodah on Rosh Hashanah with my mouth. Let me keep that mouth pure. Let me end the year with a pure in a mouth. And so we learn, and we learn with Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the last day of the year. Learn in our Beis Medrash and fill our Beis Medrash with the Reach of Torah and the Kol of Torah and nothing but the Kol of Torah. And when we're finished, we're finished with our time, is take the trouble to sit down, to wash, to make hamotzi, to eat, and to be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Esed the Araisa for the final time in Tov Shinayim Gimel. If not, it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. The last mincha of the year, again and likewise. And Tyre, the simonim on Rosh Hashanah, very interesting. You have all these simonim, and all the idea of the simonim is we should have a sweet and good year. Tyre, the simonim are good, and they should be done. But if you want a really sweet and good year, try on Rosh Hashanah to be a sweet and good person. Try that your roommates, that your chaverim, should say, "Well, I didn't realize he was such a sweet person. He's really a sweet guy. He's a very nice fellow." Yeah. If you're busy eating apples dipped in honey, it's very nice, the apples dipped in honey. And very nice all the other things. Abul Maisa, being a sweet person is the best simon of all for an incredible year ahead. Tyra, I always finish off with the following story, and it's Esha Ohavo Nafshi. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. So let's finish here. There was a person who received a summons. A summons from the capital city, from the government, that he was in deep trouble, and in a few months there would be his court case. Now this was no minor issue, because if the court would paskin against him, he could spend years in jail, his property would be confiscated entirely, his wife, his children would be living almanis and yesaimus. But really, what he should have done is responded right away. And he should have gone right away to the capital city, hire the best lawyers, work out the best arguments. But the truth is, he was really a nervous wreck. And like many people do when they're nervous wrecks, they try to ignore the situation. He stuffs the summons in the drawer and he tries his best to forget about it. And he's busy on his farm, and the days turn into weeks and the weeks into months. And then it comes winter, and the snows and the ice accumulates. He can't even work anymore outside. He's stuck going back into the house. He's got nothing to do. And he thinks, hey, what about that summons? I wonder when. And he opens up his drawer, and there's the summons. It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow. And the guy's beside himself. How could I have done that? And now what's going to be? But one second. I have no time to hire the best lawyers. I have no time to really prepare a case. But I do have time. I've got to get to the courtroom. I've got to be there. If I'm not there, that's the worst thing that can happen altogether. Then my guilt and doom is sealed. Okay? But hey, look outside. Snow, ice, all over the place. How am I ever going to get anywhere? So what does he say? What does he do? Oh! I remember, I got that sled, and that's great in the snow, and I'll hitch my horses to the sled, and we'll make it. So he goes out to the yard back there to get the sled. But he gets the sled, and it's nishgut. He gets to the sled, and the sled is covered layers of snow, but even worse, with inches upon inches, maybe a foot or two of ice. Oh, spears of the essence. He gets his trusty hammer. He gets two hammers. And he starts chopping with both hands. Again, a little dent here, a little dent there, but it's just not doing the trick. So he realizes what he has to do. He has to light a fire. He has to light a fire and put the fire to the ice. And that's what he does. He lights a fire. And the fire melts the ice, turns it into water. The sled is free from its imprisonment. He hitches the horses to the sled. He's off in no time. And we like happy endings, why not? He gets to the capital. He's able to be in the courtroom. He's able to give over his case eloquently. And Baruch Hashem, rachamim instead of din. That's the moshul. We're the nimshul. How are we the nimshul? Tyra, we wait like we always wait. We know there's a Yom HaDin, and it's a Yom HaPachad, and it's a Yom HaCherda. We know our fate and our family's fate and Klal Yisrael's fate. All rests on the Yom HaDin of Aleph Tishrei. We know that. So when should we start preparing? A whole year! Well, we stuff the summons into the drawer. Comes to Aleph Elul, they blow that shofar. Oh, okay. No. Time yet. Slichas b'motzoyei menucha. No. Tyra, it's now Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's no time to wait. We got to start living like those who are the Hashem Elokei Yisrael, who proclaim Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. But there's a problem, and you know it, and I know it. We're covered with ice. Yeah, we have hearts, but try to find it. It's covered with ice, with disuse, with atzlus, with sleepiness, with inattention. And what are we supposed to do? Chip away at it, but it's so thick, the ice. There's only one answer, and it's to light a fire. A ruchni yistika esh, an esh of islavas. Let yourself in these last 24 hours, in this incredible chitum ashon of topshin ayin gimel, as you're waiting with confidence for the nice that's going to be done for you in Rosh Hashanah, when you're going to run and flee from the horrors of the din, and you're going to run into the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayimru L'Fonai Malchus. Start now. Make sure you're ready. Let your enthusiasm, let your Islavus, let your Avos Hashem burst forth. Be proud of it. Be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tyra, we live in a world where there's so much Tzoris to Yechidim and to the Klal. There's so much, along with all the good and all the beautiful and all the tyrant mitzvahs, but there's so much out there that's challenging and difficult, so many horrors. Eretz Yisrael, our nation, our people, our mom is surrounded by such enemies and such instability, with such situations. Who knows? It's a new year, it's a new world. Who knows what's ahead? If we will daven, if we will be Imru Lefonai Malchias, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, if we'll say it and we'll be sincere, and we'll try to open ourselves up, Hashem, sibling, ato Hashem levadecha, you've got to help us, Rebbeinu shel Olam. We'll make our step, we'll make our Pesach shel Mechet, you'll make it a Pesach shel Olam. Rebbeinu shel Olam, we're ready. In lo'achshav, ein mosai.